It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Had a little trouble with my zipper there. I'll get these shoes tied and then try the zipper again. Oh, there. That ever happened to you? Ever have trouble with zippers or buttons? Do you remember the time that I was wearing a sweater with buttons and I buttoned it wrong? Sometimes I think about that. I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, did you ever do that? Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Thought I was buttoning up that sweater just right. I remember when I was very young, one time I buttoned my coat the wrong way. And some big people saw it, and they laughed at me. And I didn't know why they were laughing. That felt awful. I still don't like it when people laugh at mistakes that other people make, because everybody makes mistakes once in a while. I have a new book here that I'd like you to see, and it has a mistake in it. I'll take it over here to the couch, and then maybe you can find what the mistake is. It's a picture book about animals. There's a bear on the front. Inside it says animals again. And on here, there's an elephant and a zebra. I like this book. Alligator and pig. Rhinoceros and duck. Now here's the page with the mistake. You see, this word says skunk, and it's right under the giraffe. And this word says giraffe, and it's right under the skunk. That's the page with the mistake. This page has a fish and an owl. And this one has a lion and a rabbit. That's the book. You like that? I like that animal book. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Let's see who that is. I've already told the people about the mistake. Oh, Susan Lynn. Hi, Susan.
Hi,
come in. Get the door.
Whoops, almost.
Hello,
there
Audrey
we go.
Adeline.
Here they are.
Good. Come on in.
I was just on the way to the hospital to talk to some children who are sick, who aren't feeling so well there.
Oh, would you
and
like to know?
Sure, thanks. And I thought you might like to see some of the things that we do.
I would. You help children at the hospital?
Sometimes it's easier to say things with a puppet than it is to say things just by yourself. And when children are in the hospital, they have really important feelings.
And sometimes it's hard to say them, so I help them. And sometimes I say things, and sometimes we make up poems together.
Mm-hmm. All those things,
uh-huh.
Audrey.
I do those things at the hospital. And And sometimes I talk about things I'm worried about.
Well, like what kinds of things?
Susan, sometimes I think that when I'm in the hospital, it's 'cause I'm bad.
Oh, Audrey. That's something lots of children worry about, isn't it? But you know what? Going to the hospital doesn't have anything to do with being bad.
Does it have to do with being good?
No. Going to the hospital doesn't have anything to do with being bad or being good. It has to do with being sick. You go to the hospital if you're sick, or the doctors think you might be sick and you need special care in order to get well.
And it's not because of anything I did wrong or anything.
Mm-mm. You know what? Sometimes when we talk about you being in the hospital, Catalina has some feelings about that too.
Is he going to come and talk to him?
Would you like to see Catalina?
Certainly would.
I'll help you put him on.
Oh, and so will Fred. Thank you.
Fred.
Here we go.
Hi, Catalina.
Oh, hi, Mr. Rogers. Catalina, we're talking about the feelings that children have sometimes when they go into the hospital.
Well, sometimes their brothers and sisters have feelings too about when their brother or sister goes into the hospital.
Like what kinds of feelings?
Well, like I worry that maybe Audrey's in the hospital because it's my fault.
Is it Catalina's fault?
No, of course not. It's not Catalina's fault. Why do you say that?
Because when Audrey, right before she went into the hospital, I took one of her toys and she got mad at me and I got mad at her back and I wished that something bad would happen to her.
Oh, Catalina, that wishing wouldn't have made Audrey go to the hospital.
Wishing doesn't make things come true?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, that makes me feel better.
And that's the kind of things that sometimes we talk about with children in the hospital.
Uh-huh, and sometimes we sing songs.
Mm-hmm, together.
Uh-huh, and we draw pictures and we write poems and we do all sorts of things.
I bet you're a real help to the children in the hospital.
Well, I hope so. I try to be.
And speaking of helping children in the hospital, it's time for us to go now.
Okay, bye-bye, Mr.
Goodbye,
Rogers.
Bye, Audrey.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Catalina.
Take them off. And it's been nice to see you.
But you talk about very important things.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for coming by, Susan.
Sure, bye-bye.
That's a kind of make-believe, you know. Making puppets talk. Let's have our kind of make-believe now. Let's make believe that Audrey Duck and Catalina are visiting our friends in the neighborhood of make-believe. All right? Neighborhood of make-believe, trolley.
The skunk goes here. The giraffe goes here. And the cat and lion go just where they should go. Audrey Duck, how are you?
Hi, Handyman Negri, I'm fine. Hmm? What are you doing?
Oh, I'm making a display of animals. King Friday asked me to put them out here, and I was just putting the cat and the lion over there.
Cat and lion. That reminds me of Catalion.
Where is Catalion?
He's at the school with Anna, Prince, and Daniel. Mm-hmm. I'm going over there in a little bit, too. But first, I'm going to visit with Henrietta.
Oh, you and Henrietta are good friends, aren't you?
We're great friends.
Mm. Here's a duck.
Hey, looks a little like me, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And here's a cat. It looks a little bit like Henrietta.
Can you make them talk?
Well, I think so. I'll give it a try. Quack, quack, quack. You're my friend, cat.
Meow, meow. Meow, my friend, duck.
I like to be with you.
Meow, I like to be with you too, meow.
I guess that's what makes us such good friends.
That was wonderful.
Hi.
Hi, Lady Edwin. How are you?
Duck, you're visiting.
Hi.
How nice. Oh, what nice miniature animals.
Oh, it's the king's personal collection.
That little duck looks a little bit like you, Audrey.
I guess it's because I'm a duck. And I'm on my way to visit my friend, Henrietta Pussycat.
Well, I'm going over there, too. X wanted some letters, so I'm taking them to him. Shall we go together?
Well, that would be nice. I'm glad to have had this visit with you, Handyman.
It's always good being with you. Come on back.
Oh, I will. Good luck with all your animals.
Thanks.
Shall we?
That looks like Henrietta's writing.
Oh, it does. Gone, meow, meow, day. Meow back, meow, meow on.
Oh, she's gone for the day.
Did she know you were coming?
I told her I'd be coming sometime.
But she didn't know when?
I guess not.
Well, how in the world are you, ladies?
Oh, just fine, X. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. Are you going to some costume party?
Why do you ask that?
Well, I knew Henrietta was going off for the day, but I didn't think she had to dress up funny.
We don't understand you, X.
Isn't that Henrietta under that funny duck costume? I mean, what a costume.
Duck costume?
X, don't you know Audrey Duck?
Yeah, she's Hen's good friend.
Well, this is Audrey Duck.
Come on, don't try to kid me. She doesn't look like a real duck.
But I am a real duck, and my name is Audrey, and what you're saying is making me feel awful.
Uh-oh. Let me get a closer look at you, please. Oh, am I ever sorry? You are Audrey Duck, aren't you?
Yes, I am. And I'm going to visit my friends at the school. Goodbye.
Oh, wait a minute, Audrey. Maybe I could...
X, Audrey's already gone.
Oh, boy. Now what have I done?
What do you think?
Well, I made a mistake. I thought it was Henrietta dressed up to look like her friend.
I know.
And I hurt Audrey's feelings.
I know.
So what am I going to do?
What would you like to do?
I'd like to make her feel better.
And how do you think you could do that?
Maybe I could make a book for her. She likes books, doesn't she?
I think so.
Did you bring me those letters?
Oh, yes, I did. Here they are.
Gee, thanks, lady. Oh, wait a minute. Before I make the book, I can make something else. Yes. Do you have an eye?
I have two eyes, X.
I mean, do you have one letter I?
Oh, yes. Here.
Would you put it right there? Now, do you have an A?
I do.
Would you put it underneath there?
Right here?
Right about there, yeah. Good. Do you have an M?
Yes, here.
Would you put it beside the A? Thanks. I am. Now, do you have an S?
I do.
That says I am.
I...
Would you put the S down below there? And leave some room. That's it. S.
I am. S.
Do you have an O?
Yes.
Put it right beside the S. No. You have an R?
An R, yes.
Yeah, I want it right beside the S-O.
Right beside.
Do you have another R?
Yes.
Right beside this R. Good, thanks.
place. Now, do you have a Y?
Yes, I do.
Sorry. Now, will you please give that to Audrey Duck?
I will. I bet she'll appreciate it.
Well, I am sorry.
She'll know it, since it's true.
Oh, good.
Anything else?
I'll try never to make that mistake again.
That's the way folks grow. I'll take this to the school so she can have it soon.
Speedy delivery.
Right.
Hey, Lady Evelina?
Yes, X.
Thanks.
For what?
For being you.
It's fun to be yourself around people who care about you.
I'll say. See ya.
See ya.
It's always such a pleasure to have interesting guests in our school.
I like it a lot when Audrey and Catalina come to visit.
We visit lots of neighborhoods, and almost everybody's really nice to us.
Well, I can't think of anyone who isn't.
Now, class, I'd like you to see what I have up on the board, and would you please read the sentences together?
A is for apple. Mm-hmm. B is for bread.
Nice.
C is for corn.
Good.
And D is for duck.
Oh! What's the matter, Audrey?
For duck,
but that's true. Duck starts with the letter D.
Am I a duck?
Well, of course you are.
Am I a real duck?
Well, you're as real as you want to be.
Well, I don't look like I'm wearing a costume and pretending to be a duck.
Well, no, Audrey.
Is there something we could help with, Audrey?
Well, it's just that X the Owl.
Hi, everybody.
What a lovely surprise.
Well, I hope I'm not interrupting too much.
Not at all. We were just hearing something of a personal nature from Audrey Duck. You know one another, don't you?
Yes, mm-hmm. We do.
Guess what, Lady Aberlin?
What is it, Anna?
Audrey Duck was crying.
She was? Did you know why?
No, I didn't.
Maybe she was afraid of learning the letters, because she cried when we said D is for duck.
Were you able to tell people why you were sad, Audrey?
Well, I was just starting to.
Was it because of what X said?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he talked with me about it, and he wanted me to bring this to you. He made it for you.
Well, I'm not sure I want to see it.
It tells you how he feels. Is it all right for me to show this message from X the Owl, Miss Cow?
If you feel it's appropriate, Lady Aberlin, and if Audrey wants you to.
Is it all right for me to show it, Audrey?
I guess so.
What is it, Lady Aberlin?
It's a message from X the Owl to Audrey Duck.
I am sorry.
That's right. And X knew it was a big mistake, and he really is sorry.
But he shouldn't have laughed.
No, he shouldn't have laughed. But he did. And he's really sorry.
I don't understand. Why is X so sorry?
I'll tell you about it when we go home, Catalion.
Did X hurt your feelings, Audrey?
He did. And he knows it was a mistake, and he's sorry. And I believe him, so that's that.
You're a fine duck, Audrey Duck.
Thanks.
Did everybody know that Audrey is a fine poet, too?
A fine poet?
Mm-hmm. She makes up wonderful poetry.
Catalina.
Well, you do. Hey, why don't you make one up now?
I don't want to have to interrupt this class any more than I have.
Well, we'll be glad to hear a poem, Audrey. That's all part of learning.
Well, let me see then. It's been a very special day with feelings that were sad and glad. But now we know for sure these things, that owls are owls and ducks are ducks and queens are queens and kings are kings.
Oh, that's
Oh, that's very nice, Audrey. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to tell my mom and dad about that poem. It's got queens and kings in it. They'd like things with queens and kings in them.
I must be getting back to the castle myself. Thank you all for your class time.
It was very important class time.
You're a wonderful teacher, Miss Cow.
I have to go help some children in a hospital, but I'll be back later. I'll go with you, Lady Aberlin.
Fine, Catalion.
Hey, Audrey, want to come with me?
I think I'll stay for a while. See you when you come back.
Okay. Have a good time.
I'm doing that now. Hey, thanks for liking me, Catalion.
Exactly as you are.
All right, class. Now let's get back to the board, shall we?
All right. E is for egg. F is for fish.
Good.
G is for goat. H is for hay.
There. What a job. Good. Now I can show King Friday.
Handyman Negri, I presume?
Correct as usual, Your Majesty.
I have looked everywhere for you, Handyman.
Well, didn't you know I was out here in the garden?
Why would you be?
Well, I was carrying out your assignment.
What assignment?
To arrange your miniature animal display.
Yes?
Yeah, you know, out here in this special display area in the garden. Boy, don't they look fine?
I said in the special display area behind the castle garden. You know that special room right behind the garden here?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, sir, I'm sorry, sir. I thought you said in the garden.
Behind the garden is different from in the garden, Handyman.
I made a mistake, sire.
You have several minutes to rectify it.
Oh, yes, sire.
Yes. Just take them back there. Yes.
What a day.
Well, you can say that again.
Lady Aberlin, I presume?
Oh, correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
And your activities?
Oh, I've been smoothing some feathers.
What kind of birds?
A duck and an owl.
I see. And your most recent happenings?
Oh, I've just heard a poem that ended with the lines, queens are queens, and kings are kings.
Sounds like a superb poem.
By Audrey Duck.
Perhaps we should announce a poetry reading, and Audrey Duck can read her superb poem to everyone.
Oh, it was just a little poem.
Little poem, nothing. If it had queens and kings in it, it has to be a major poem. Handyman Negri?
Yes, sir.
Once you've completed your rearrangement of the animals, I suggest that you and Lady Aberlin begin at once to plan a large festivity. A major poetry reading featuring Ms. Audrey Duck, one of the finest poets in the land. You can arrange for major decorations, refreshments, a royal affair.
But Uncle Friday...
No but uncles about it, Niece Aberlin. I'm pleased to know that someone is writing excellent epic poetry these days. I will hear your report on progress the next time we are fortunate enough to meet. Farewell to you both.
Farewell, King Friday.
Uncle Friday, it was just a little poem.
But King Friday has his ideas on practically everything.
Well, why are you moving all the animals?
I made a mistake. They were supposed to have been on the inside.
Can I help you?
Yeah, you sure can. Thanks a lot. I know, Trolley. I made a mistake. I put them in the wrong place.
You can say that again.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Really?
X the owl had made a mistake, and he was sorry. I guess Audrey felt better when she knew that he was really sorry for his mistake. That's the way it is sometimes. People can hurt other people's feelings, and they get sad and mad, but they can make up and be friends again, and that feels good. You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. You're special to me. You are the only one like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, anytime that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special, you are my friend, you're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world, you are special, you are special. Mm-hmm. Fish are special. All fish are different. Isn't that amazing that each fish would be different, just like each person is different? The marvels of our world. Fish are fish, and owls are owls, and ducks are ducks, and people are people, and we can make mistakes. But we can be friends. And that can give us all a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We always have lots to talk about, don't we, you and I? I like our times together. Gives me a good feeling just to be able to be with you, my television neighbor. You make each day a special day by just your being yourself. I'll be back next time. Bye.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.